This is GQDN for July 20th, 2022, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we talk about some Valve, some Naughty Dog, and Discord. But today, we start with a Wowhead article doing a little bit more with Dragonflight, because Morgan Day did an interview with Mana Crew, and in this interview they talked about their approach to alpha testing with raid testing, the major theme of Dragonflight, and more about trying to keep more content a surprise, like the Kalia Manethil storyline, and how they're going to improve professions both inside Alpha and outside Alpha. You can check out the full article on wowhead.com, which, by the way, if you are a Patreon, you can check out all the articles that we have on our Discord at patreon.com/thegroupquest. I never do say that, do I? Now, we get on to other Blizzard news brought to us by Eurogamer.net. And apparently, if you get a Diablo tattoo, you could get Diablo 4 beta access. Now, there is a link to Diablo's Hell, Inc. And if you go to that site, what would happen is they would give you some studios and places in the countries that you could go check out, such as Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and Miami for the U.S., London, Berlin, Melbourne, and Sydney for other places around the world. So if you do get one, it has to be at these different, at those places. So you have to be very careful. It cannot just be anywhere, okay? And there are specific dates as well. Los Angeles is July 16th. Chicago is July 23rd. New York, July 30th. Miami, August 6th. London, August 13th. Berlin, August 18th. Melbourne, September 3rd. And Sydney, September 10th. Now, given these dates, it does give an idea of when the game could actually come, which I'm sticking to my guns, beginning of next year. So, moving on from there, we go to Final Fantasy X, brought to us by Destructoid.com, and it hit over 20 million sales. Woo! So, that is well 10. I got the number 10 on my head, in my head. Well done to them, because they have hit the 20 million, and that is just very well done. So, we shall see what comes next for the Final Fantasy team. They usually do hit it out of the park. Now we go from that article on Destructoid to this one, and we know that Atari just had 50 years? Well, now, LEGO has joined them, because you can now have a LEGO Atari 2600, and that would be just wow. Like, you could have a physical Asteroids, physical Adventure, and a physical Centipede. Lots of good stuff, including making a room that would show like a kitty cat and a phone, like a 1980s phone, a 1980s television, and someone sitting there playing the game, especially with a nice boom box. Oh boy, all the stuff, yes. But that looks really good. And I know something else that also is really good. Via DualShockers.com, and League of Legends Pro League is underway. And right now, Top Esports is now on top of the Legends Pro League. This is just well done by them. In fact, on Twitter, at LPL English, said, "At Top Esports, has clinched a playoff spot with this series win. To be done at this part of the year is just amazing. Well done to them. Well done. Now, something that is coming to Xbox, once again from DualShockers.com, and it is Discord overlays coming to Xbox. So, if you download Discord on your Xbox soon, maybe not now, and I don't see any date as to when it is fully coming, but the voice chat will be there on your Xbox, and you can toggle off the overlay if you want. So, very interesting, that one. Very, very interesting. Something else that caught my interest via Eurogamer.net is one of the directors of The Last of Us and Uncharted 4 is going to a new studio. Naughty Dog's veteran Bruce Straley, who made those games, is leaving the game, well, left the game industry in 2017, but he shared a video on Twitter explaining, quote from him, "In 2017, I left the industry, not sure if I wanted to make games anymore, but the longer I was away, I kept thinking about this medium and everything yet to be done and everything I wanted to do still, and this idea kept following me." Further quote, "So I grabbed some friends and we started prototyping and the idea started getting good. It started becoming exciting again and I realized I need to make this game. But if I'm going to make this game, it means I have to build a team. And if I build a team, I have to build a company. And if we're going to do that, then we have to do it right away." So, what they've done is they made Wildflower Interactive. So, what will they make? We shall see. But still, very interesting. Another thing from Eurogamer is, once again, coming from Naughty Dog, they're battling the leaks again. So, there have been leaks into The Last of Us Part 1 in the LE composition comparison. And really, they had to say stuff on Twitter like this at Naughty Dog. "Tests glow up 9 years ago versus September 2nd, 2022. And they had a video attached to that Twitter account. So it depends on how they fight this. But sometimes you gotta do stuff that you don't wanna do. Now we go to WCCF Tech. And they gave the specs required for the Spider-Man Remastered. So, at minimum, you need performance 720p at 30fps. Graphics preset very low. GPU, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 950 or AMD equivalent, CPU, Intel Core i3 4160 or AMD equivalent, RAM is 8 gigabytes, I should say, storage 75 gigabytes, HDD. Recommended is performance 1080p at 60fps, graphics presets medium, GPU, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060, 6 gigabytes, or AMD Radeon RX 580. CPU, Intel Core i5 4670, or AMD Ryzen 5 1600. RAM, 16 gigabytes. Storage, 75 gigabytes SSD. So, you can go through the entire list at your own. Those are just the ones that to just get you going. Kotaku. Well, this is the end of it. This is the end of the show, so I do gotta say something. Because Valve has warned us about the hot weather and how to treat Valve. So, this is a direct quote from Valve. So, Steam Deck's APU runs well with temperature up to 100 Celsius. At 100 Celsius, it will start to throttle performance, the company states, which is interesting. So, you have to be careful, and I would say that is indeed interesting. I did quote Kotaku there, and that's my apologies to them. But still, try to keep your handheld cool, no matter if it's a Nintendo Switch or a Valve. This has been a Don Forge production. No, not a Don Forge. Yes, a Don Forge. You can find us at Group Quest and at Don Forge. This has been a Don Forge production, like I said before, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow with more gaming news.